have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week. Why do you want approval of anyone else? Why do you want approval of anyone else? Why do you want the approval of anyone else? Why? You ever think about that? Why do I want the approval of anyone else? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around protesting Donald Trump, cursing, and you're supposed to be representing America, and you're up there holding signs up while Trump is giving an amazing State of the Union speech, or whatever you might be doing, or just ticked, or you're a black male, beta male, and you're yelling in the middle of the speech, and nobody knows what you're saying and why you're saying it, and then they have to throw you out, and you forgot to set the podcast when you left home, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Or you might be out trying to get your last little bit of fentanyl before the cartel can't get it in here anymore. Whatever. Or you just lift the weight. Or you're walking around with a beta back. Whatever your problem may be, you can listen to the show. Or you're just lifting weights. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And I want you to know this portion of the show is brought to you by GoCo. GoCo. And I mentioned before that Goldman Sachs and other major investment firms are predicting positive gold value predictions. Now, after last night's talk with Donald Trump, you got to know that. You got to believe it. It's possible. So, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for it. Have you considered adding gold to your investment portfolio? If not, I want you to know GoCo and I have a special promo going for my listeners. Qualified account receive an instant match in bonus silver. Qualified accounts receive an instant match in bonus silver. All right. So to learn more, I recommend you go to Jesse Loves Gold. JesseLovesGold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or 855. You can call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. All right. Tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. So, just in case someone didn't watch the Great White Hope Donald Trump address to the world, the State of the Union, his amazing talk last night. We have a few sound bites from it. You know, what I thought was interesting about the whole thing, whether you agree you like Donald Trump, it's stupid not to like someone because you disagree with them anyway. Can't you disagree without emotions, without getting emotional about it, getting mad or glad? Why can't you just disagree? But I understand that human beings are very emotional, and so they got to have a thrill with whatever comes. But no matter how you feel about him, you got to admit that so far, all of his plans is to make America better, to make it great, to improve and bring back or make a strong attempt to bring back what was lost, has been taken from the country. Independence, freedom, jobs. He doesn't want us to keep paying for all this junk that's not only happening in our country, but happens outside of the country. He's trying to save money. And he is trying to make it safe in America again as much as possible. Because, as you know, America has been suffering the last 4 years with crime and just illegal aliens and drugs and defunding the police and the races are dividing. Just nothing good was happening in America. Nothing. Giving our money to Ukraine or anyone else that wanted it for whatever reason. And you would think, whether you're a Republican or Democrat or independent, whatever you might be, atheist, Jewish, Christian, Mormon, Catholic, whatever you might be, you'll be glad to hear that. He's trying to make it easier for us, we the people, in the United States. And yet, the Democrats sit there like stupid little kids. And if you notice, they're mostly women, female Democratic representatives. No wonder that Democratic Party messed up. It's mostly women now. And they're like, they have no common sense at all. They're like little children who didn't have parents. And they're holding up stupid signs and protesting about the things that are good for the country. And then they'll deliberately pretend they're asleep or not paying attention. Why don't you just stay home? It was very, very interesting. But I realized, really, I realized this is human nature. Human nature is evil. There's no love in it at all. And they displayed that last night, like right in front of you. In a big way, like watching a big movie that says human nature is evil, and here's the proof. And I want you to know the way that those people who are supposed to be representing the United States of America were acting or acted last night, it's the same way you act in your life, the same way couples act, the same way employees to employees act, the way you, it's the way you act. You just were not at the event last night, or you're not a so-called representative, right? But it's the same spirit. You treat each other the same way. As soon as you disagree, you protest. You get emotional. You love the three, all right? So you protest. And so be glad that you saw in a big way what human nature looked like with the Democrats acting the way they act. They didn't agree with one thing that the president said. They didn't agree with close down the border. They did not agree with stopping all the non-suspending. They didn't agree with ending the war in Ukraine. They didn't agree with anything. They did not agree with the victims that Donald Trump presented to us last night. They did not agree. That's human nature, though. Human beings are evil, folks. And the Bible says, I'm not making that up. I'm not making it up. Human beings are evil. And you need to know this so you can know what you're dealing with in yourself and in others so you can overcome it. And you can. You can be free. Don't ever believe that you're stuck in your old nature and there's no way out, so you got to wait to go to heaven. I wouldn't bank on that one. So Fox News reported that, Fox News, President Donald Trump addressed both chambers of Congress Tuesday evening in an expansive speech that lasted more than 90 minutes. And I had said that I wasn't going to watch the whole speech. I was going to go to sleep. But it was so interesting, I had to watch the whole thing. Because I know now pretty much what the president is all about and his plan and what he's doing. And so I don't really need to hear it over and over and over again. But it was so powerful and so old school and so fatherly with love that I had to watch it. And I really loved the way he looked at the Democrat and rebuked them. Daddy was not ashamed or afraid or shy to look at the bad children and say, there. No, you're not going to act that way. I like that. That was like really cool because most human beings, it's males and females, but mostly male, they can't look at the women and correct them or someone that they hate. They look away. So thank you, Donald Trump, for that. But anyway, so I wasn't going to watch the whole thing, but once I started watching, I couldn't stop. He took a victory lap for his accomplishment thus far and previewed his vision for the future. I understand evil now, and I understand the part that I do understand. And I understand that this is hell on earth. You were watching and looking at hell on earth inside of human beings and with the Democratic Party last night. Hell on earth. It was interesting in that the Democrats didn't care that you saw closing up front that they are not for making America great again. They're against it. And that's why they lost last time, and they believe, and that's what happens when you're angry. You think that if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to be fine. They think that they're going to be reelected again with the same old mess. They can't see because of their anger. Here's where Trump listed unexpected ways U.S. tax dollars were spent. This is from C-SPAN.
$40 million to improve the social and economic inclusion of sedentary migrants. Nobody knows what that is. $8 million to promote LGBTQI+ in the African nation of Lesotho, which nobody has ever heard of. $60 million for indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombian empowerment in Central America. $60 million. $8 million for making mice transgender.
Amazing.
This is real.
And I want you to think about that. The Democrats didn't want that, Trump to say that, because they waste our money doing stuff like that. It looked like they were saying, oh, I didn't realize how dumb that was. You're right. They didn't say that. They got mad. They didn't like that. They've been having a hoot nanny of a time the last 4 years, maybe longer, wasting our money. We're really long when Obama was in there as well, the fallen Messiah. The anchor baby said they don't. You don't want to empower the Afro. What? Colombians. What's an Afro-Colombian?
Imagine a Colombian, but black.
Oh. What a mess. I want to remind you that all you people who have voted for the Democrats, they showed you clearly last night they don't want to make things better. It's about them. It's about money and perceived power, and that's it. And if America had not taken a pause by putting Donald Trump in there, just imagine what we would be doing today, how bad things would be. And I told you that my country is not coming back, and I want my country back. I want my country, my America back. So he told you, gave you some example of where the money was being was going, and the Democrats didn't like that. And they expect you to vote for them again. During his speech, Trump announced the capture of the top suspect in the 2021 Abbey Gate attack. Watch it from Fox News.
ISIS terrorists killed 13 American service members and countless others in the Abbey Gate bombing during the disastrous an incompetent withdrawal from Afghanistan. Not that they were withdrawing. It was the way they withdrew. Perhaps the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. Tonight, I am pleased to announce that we have just apprehended the top terrorist responsible for that atrocity, and he is right now on his way here to face the swift sword of American justice.
The Democrats don't want that. Think about that. They don't want that. What are the Democrats there for if not just to spend money and pretend they're important and pretend they're in power? And yet you have dumb Democrats voted for them over and over again. Isn't that amazing? They didn't want that. They were not happy about that. I'm like, they don't want any of what Donald Trump is saying that he's doing to make America better. So why are you voting for Democrats? Why? What's wrong with you voters that you will vote for a group of people who are like little retarded children that have no real plan to make America better? Why do you vote for those people? Is it this, you just so identify with the name Democrat? How House Speaker Mike Johnson had so-called Representative Al Green removed for shouting during Trump's remark. It was so stupid because what was he shouting about? He had already, Satan had already told him to do it, and he was up shouting at the wrong time about the wrong thing because he was in his head already that he was going to do it. And it didn't even make sense. Because no one knows what we were shouting about. Now do you believe me when I say you need to overcome your anger? Anyone that's in anger, has an anger, is desperate, and they're lost in darkness, and they're separated from the light, from truth. Do you believe me now? Anger is not good. So here is... where Mike Johnson threw this bomb out. Watch this from Fox News.
Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant-at-arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
He should say, get out of here, Nicaragua. Nicaragua. You know where that country is, right? That's what I'm saying. Now, what y'all read into, I have nothing to do with that. Get out of here. Go back to the hood. Can you imagine, so like these so-called people of color are the one now, and other people of color are the Democrats. What would happen if you allowed these people to take over this country completely? What would happen? Trump had not said anything yet, hardly, and just got up yelling over nothing. Because he was angry and Satan told him to do it, but Satan forgot to tell him at what point. And then Satan was laughing at him when he was being thrown out because he looked stupid. Get out of here. Bye. Go back to the hood. Go back to your affirmative action, your programs. Go back to the hood and lie to the blacks so you can keep getting, so they can keep voting you in. And here's where it really was interesting to see that. Here's where the dozen of House Democrats held signs during the address protesting with messages like, must steal. They're the ones stealing. What the? Look, they ain't giving money to the country for junk. Must steal, save Medicare, and protect our veterans. They never protected the veterans while they were there in there. Watch this image. These are the signs that they were holding up. Look how dumb they look. Don't these people look like dumb? Where will they grow up? At what point? Where will they grow up? At what point will you get past color? Will you get past socialism? When you ask not what your country can do, what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. When will you get to that point? They even didn't like Bobby Kennedy. I think that's his name, Bobby, right? And the Kennedy family almost built the Democratic Party, I guess. They were like a big part of the And I remember when the black had Kennedy picture up over the fireplace right next to Jesus. They had a picture of Jesus, and then they had a picture of Bobby, and then they put a picture of Martin Luther King. And now they are booing the Kennedy. The Kennedy had to come over to the right side. How did the country become this way? I hear that's been in the making for a long time, though. Now, do you believe me when I say that women were created to follow and not lead? They have gotten all these females in the Democratic Party as representatives, and look what they're doing to it. Look what they're doing to the Democratic Party. They call it they're bringing on the same destruction that they bring on in the home when the fathers are not leading them. Nothing but destruction. But this is hell on earth coming through human beings. Hell comes through humans, and humans inflict pain on one another. They inflict their hell on others. They roam the earth to see whom they can devour. And you saw that clearly. And the Democratic Party last night. It was clear. If you didn't see it, it was because you didn't want to see it. You love the thrill of being blind. Wake up, America. If not now, when? Trump talked about all the businesses that are coming in, even the business with the black card. How much money they had to pay? $5 million?
Yep.
$5 million. To come to America, and you got to create jobs. Who's going to pay $5 million to come to America? And people would do it because of America. America was founded by white men, and with the help of God, they created the greatest country on this side of heaven. And the children of evil want to destroy that. And the Democratic Party and the liberal media are working overtime. Those people couldn't agree with one thing, not one thing. Trump mentioned something like there were people on Social Security, I believe, that was like 800 years old.
300 years old.
300, right?
Uh-huh.
300-something-year-old
person.
Where's that money going? Where is that money going? And how come, why isn't that nobody in the Social Security Department just saying, this person 300 years old, why are we sending a check and who is it going to? They don't care. It's not their money. It's your money. And they want more taxes and taxes from you while they're having a hoot nanny of a time because they're getting money too. Don't think they're just sending all this money to Africa. That money stopped along the way and then Africa get the rest. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Where is Gold Coast? Where you need him? Donald Trump is from the old school. He wasn't afraid of them at all. He called them woke. He's like, look, these woke people over here, something like that. He pointed at them, and they went, what the? 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. It was amazing when Donald Trump said of the Democrats that they'll never be happy. So he doesn't worry about pleasing them because they'll never be happy anyway. Have you ever tried to please someone and they could never be happy? The more you tried to please them, the worse they got. Men, have you ever tried to please your woman? Did she get better? Or did she drag life out of you? You can never please her. And ladies, have you ever tried to please your husband and he would never be satisfied? Doesn't that tell you that you should never try to please anyone? Stop trying to live up to the way the world taught you to live. You can never do it. You can never do it. Anyway, the Hank Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hank, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11. And James Hank was on fire. And Joel Friday after the Hank Report, he black. And after that, the American Anchor Baby, flying high off of natural energy. Take to the sky on a natural or high. Amazing. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I spoke with Paul Freeman. And Paul is a former CBS executive, author. His book is called The Unexpected Danny Green. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you have anger?
Oh, yeah. Sure I have anger. Because I didn't have a dad, so I had to fight for myself. Yeah.
So do you believe there is a God?
I don't think he's a guy up there with a beard and looks down kindly upon us.
So you don't believe he has a beard because you think he's shaved? Or he's... But you haven't noticed the attack of all white people?
Who's attacking me?
You're not white.
What am I?
I thought you said you were Jewish.
So you're a provocateur. That's what this is all about.
What the? I didn't even know what a provocateur was until this morning. Derek told me. And it's because he's black. I'm not even sure he knows. What is a provocateur? Hey, I mean, Anchor Baby.
What did Derek say?
He it's told like... me that, and I don't want to misquote him. He told me that, Derek, what is it? I forgot.
It's being provocative.
What's a provocateur? What did you tell me, Derek? Attack nice people? Oh, antagonize. He said someone who likes to antagonize people. What do you say?
Yeah, that's I think that's correct.
That's right?
Yeah, you're going, when you call someone a provocateur, you're calling them someone that's going around trying to provoke people. That's their agenda.
But I never try to provoke anyone. I want people to wake up, not provoke them. I want to remind you, too, don't forget to check us out on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP, JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, comment, subscribe. Y'all know what to do. I forget to say all that sometimes, but do it anyway. And don't be provocateur. Well, now, let me go to the busy phone. Rick is a first-time caller out of Michigan. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. You know, I think I'm awake.
A while awake.
I think I'm awake. By the way, I wanted to call in because you said you didn't know why Al Green, or you hadn't heard why Al Green was yelling. And also, you saw the little paddles, didn't you, that the Democrats had where they hold up a false sign?
Yes.
Yeah.
Stay close to your phone, Rick.
Yeah, I'm right on it.
Okay, go ahead.
They hold up those false signs every time they thought they heard a lie. Of course, they're not. They can't even tell what the truth is, and that's Al Green's problem. There's a big battle about if they're going to cut Medicaid or Medicare, and that's what he was screaming about. I saw him in an interview outside the hall or whatever they were at the Capitol right afterwards, and he explained himself. But the problem is that they're just not informed, and the people interviewing them aren't informed to ask him good questions. So they just perpetuate the lie. Now, there is some wording in the bill, as I had seen it explained by other articles, that over 10 years they want to be able to cut the cost of Medicare and Medicaid because it can't keep going on the way it is.
Who wants to? The Democrats?
Say again?
Who wants to do that, the Democrats or Republicans?
Johnson, the Republican, the last budget bill that they just put in.
But the Democrats don't want to do anything that's good for America.
No, they don't want to do anything. And they don't want to seek the truth. They just want to spin it to whatever provocative statement they can make.
Yeah. So which state is Al Green from? And just so you know, we're not talking about the Al Green that had the grits thrown on him, folks. The singer. This is some other
name. Yeah, job. Right.
Where's he from? He need to go back to the hood, wherever he's from, but go ahead. Right.
Yeah, I forget, but he is, he's always screaming. He started, you know, as soon as Trump was elected, he wanted to impeach him.
He wants to do. You're right about that. I remember that.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do. So he is a provocateur, for sure. But he just doesn't, you know, he just takes the truth and spins it, you know, to agitate people. And, you know, some very intelligent friends of mine think that they're going to cut Medicaid. And I tell them they're not.
No.
It needs to be cut because we can't sustain it. But it's not like people are going to, you know, not be able to get health care.
Yeah.
That's written in stone for the most part. People just need to get healthier.
So what's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the what?
The blacks.
I don't understand. The wrong with the
blacks?
The blacks?
Yes.
What's wrong with the blacks? I think one thing is that, and it's not really a color thing. It's more like a culture thing, but it's low information. People tend to ill informed. It takes work to find the truth.
So you're saying that the blacks are ill-informed and they're too lazy to look for the truth?
Well, you know, I can't say I can. I don't want to paint everybody the same way.
Not all the blacks, but most of the blacks.
Well, there's a culture there, as I think you have stated before, where young people fall into it. As a young person, I followed the rock and roll thing, and it took a while for me to wake up, but it was in my 30s. And unfortunately, I think that's the way, with all the information that we have at our disposal, it is hard to find the truth.
Amazing, huh? What a mess. So let me ask, because of time, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, what would you give Trump's speech last night?
I give him an 8 plus. That's a number 8 plus. You know, he can always do better. You know, to be in his place is remarkable in itself. And I don't blame him for being the way he is. And the one thing I love about him, he is what, or, you know what you get when we voted for him.
And why not a 9 or a 10?
Well, I think that he can be a little more empathetic.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that he can, find a little more forgiveness. And I think he does have some forgiveness. People say he's changed. And I think he is finding out how to forgive the opposition, because it's almost like Christ on the cross, where he says, "Forgive them, for they not know what they do."
Trump has forgiven these people?
Do I believe he has?
Yes.
No, I think he's trying to.
Why do you think he has already forgiven them?
Well, because he's human. It's tough.
It's tough to forgive? Tough.
It is.
Why?
Probably because of the same thing that you said. You know, because there's a little narcissism in all of us, that's the enemy speaking.
If Trump wasn't 100% forgiven already, having already forgiven 100%, he would not be president today.
You think so?
I know so. The only thing that brought him through was forgiveness.
Well,
only a person of forgiveness have true authority and power to endure what he had to endure during the elections and even before that and even now. Trump is a perfect example of forgiveness.
Interesting. I thought he definitely has a lot of strength through that forgiveness.
Right. You can't have that natural strength. That's the real thing, unless you are living a life of forgiveness, true forgiveness.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Have you forgiven?
I got to admit, man, there's not many people that could go through what he did.
Right,
I don't
because
think,
he's forgiven.
Nobody.
Have you forgiven?
Yeah. Me?
No, you.
Yeah, I know. Have I forgiven?
No, have you forgiven?
Have I forgiven?
Have you forgiven?
Have you forgiven? Yeah. I guess you keep asking me the same question. I forgive my wife, for example. And I'd still live with her. If I didn't forgive her, I don't know if I'd still be here.
Does she obey you?
No. But
why did you marry a woman that would not obey you?
Well, we were young and dumb,
yeah,
and a little drunk, to be honest with you.
And what is it like living with a woman that will not obey you?
It's, there's a give and take, as far as the submission is concerned. But
you're never supposed to give or take in a marriage. So what is it like living with a woman that will not obey you? Who will not obey you?
Often I just got to ride with her decisions.
Why?
Well, because it's just a fight I don't want to fight.
But how will she overcome her hell if you ride with her decision? Every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers.
Man, it takes a lot of effort to go through that.
If you have perfect love, it would take no effort.
Well,
that's why you got to forgive.
Well, I do. That's why. But I don't submit necessarily.
Yes, you do. When you go along with her, you're submitting.
Well, you know, we can try to have a conversation.
Never try to have a conversation with a female.
Well, how are you supposed to have a discussion then? They want you to talk.
Right, so that they can destroy you. That's why they want you to talk. Stop
arguing. Oh, man. it's a conflict. Everybody, you know.
It doesn't have to be, though. Stop arguing with the devil.
Yeah.
Don't argue with the devil. Let the devil argue by himself, and you'll be free. And the devil will be in hell by him or herself.
You got to keep the peace.
You're not keeping the peace by trying to please her. You're only creating hell.
I'll have to weigh on that, Jesse.
How long you been married?
40 years.
Oh, God. Oh, God. And how many children?
Two.
She has
four grandchildren.
She's destroyed your children, and now she's destroying your grandchildren.
Well, she's not always that close to him, but
she has destroyed your children. Apologize to your children for allowing her to destroy them.
I pray for us. I pray for her.
Your prayers are in vain.
Well, it helped me,
but it hasn't done anything for her. It hasn't done anything for you because your children are still destroyed. You're still caving into her. You're still trying to please her. Your prayers have not been answered.
Well, didn't we all grow up saying a happy wife is a happy home?
No. But no. I have heard that a lot. And if you notice, that saying is faced because you are beta with your wife and you're not happy and the home is not happy. When will you stand up? If not now, when? When will you be a Donald Trump in your family?
When I can take it.
When you can take what?
Good point. When I have the strength, I think, is what I really mean to say.
But when you can take what?
The conflict.
But you're never
the conflict.
You're never going to be able to take the hell until you go through the hell. When you go through the hell, which is in you, when you go through that hell, you're going to arrive in heaven, and then you can take it.
Arrive in heaven, then I can take it.
Yeah. When you go through the hell, heaven is on the other side of hell.
I know, but that's where I surrendered to Christ. I mean,
you haven't surrendered to Christ at all. You surrendered to your wife, and you call him Christ, her Christ.
No, well, I don't think so. But
if you haven't surrendered, why
do you understand? I understand what you're getting at.
And what am I getting at?
I got to weigh on that a little bit.
And what am I getting at?
That I'm not the leader in my home.
You're not the head of your wife.
That's right. And but man, when they don't submit in a godly way, you know, biblical way, you know how many people don't even understand that. My wife does, or she claims.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't understand at all because if she did, she would do it.
No, she claims. She has moments.
No, no such thing as a moment. Either you are or you're not.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, life is a roller coaster, I think.
No, but it's not. It's not supposed to be that. Life is supposed to be nice and easy.
Yeah, well, you know that all of us are on that roller coaster. Or not all of us. Many. Too many, according to you. And I've been listening to you for a while. That's why I decided to call in.
Why don't you get off the roller coaster?
Yeah, why don't I get off?
Why don't you get off that roller
coaster?
Get off the merry-go-round.
Because I'm at the top. Anyway, it's not, you know, I'm sorry. I do have a job.
Yeah, I got to go, too. I appreciate it, man. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. Have a great one.
So if your wife don't submit, acquit. He gone. If she doesn't submit, acquit. 888-7, thank you, Rick. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Super chat.
So over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, energy given by God. Very generous 20 coffees.
Thank Jesse, you.
My girlfriend got me a cameo for my birthday back in September. I appreciate your words of wisdom.
Right on.
It was amazing. Thank you for helping me wake up to the truth.
Right on.
One last thing. What's wrong with the Blatts?
What's wrong with the Blatts? If you want a cameo, I will do one for you as well. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, anniversary shout-outs, whatever the shout-out is. Congratulations, encouragement. Go to cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Thank you. I wish you well. Thank you.
And also on Buy Me a Coffee, Lori. Hey there, Jesse. I received a call that my mother's ashes are ready for me to pick up. And I watch and I feel nothing. It's not good or bad. Some people think I'm in shock, but they don't understand. It's perfect love. Emotions are not necessary. You speak truth, Jesse. Those ashes aren't even my mom. She's somewhere else now. I trust God with my life. I don't need my mother. Thanks, Jesse.
Absolutely. And what are you going to do with the ashes? Throw them in the ocean?
Don't know. Put them on an urn on the mantle?
Oh, God, no. Can you imagine?
I made that up. I didn't say that she's going to do that.
Oh. Can you imagine waking up every morning, your mama on the shelf?
Scary.
But right on. You stay with her, stay with her, stay with her. All right? Thank you. And thanks for your support.
Does she Old Bay you? Bought a coffee. Back when I wanted approval. Oh, this sounds kind of like a biblical question, relatively something response.
Why do you want the approval of anyone else?
Back when I wanted approval from other people, I was looking for something they could not give. But now I have the love of the Father, so it is F the world, as in forget the world, though I wish them well.
Right on. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Amazing.
And we'll have to read the rest of them later. Thank you, guys.
Amazing is how it's going by. When I come back, straight to the calls and more of your super chats and more news items. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming. Hate news, not the fake news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Happy Ash Wednesday to the Catholics. It is Ash Wednesday. That means we're going into Lent when you give up something like soda or meat or something, I don't know. And then we're going, that means Easter is coming. Easter is for Jesus, resurrection, remember, right? And the Pope is out sick. Shout out. We wish him well. And Trump's address. I will tell you about Trump's address per the liberal media, both here and maybe on the Hake Report, by the way, which is coming up after the JLP show. And tariffs. Oh, yeah. And there are severe storms that have been blowing through. It's crazy. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, March 5th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in or call in right now. During Hake News, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll also get to the Super Chats and more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network, though, CNN, says Ash Wednesday services are underway, or were underway, in Vatican City. That's the capital of the Catholic Church, I guess, where Pope Francis, notably absent, he continues to fight double pneumonia. I guess that's both lungs. Is that what that means? In the hospital, a pulmonary, I think that means heart or, I forget. Never mind. A pulmonary care physician told Commie Nonsense Network that the coming days will be crucial relating to the lungs. Pulmonary is relating to the lungs, not the heart. Sorry. Anyway. A care physician told Commie Nonsense Network that the coming days will be crucial in determining whether the 88-year-old pontiff, that's Pope, can recover. Whew, we wish him well. And President Donald J. Trump, our greatest, had that congressional address. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that he delivered a combative, they called it, combative, campaign-style address before Congress and the American people. On Tuesday, yesterday, in the nearly 100-minute speech, it was 99 minutes long, a record. Trump touted his divisive, a record for what? I don't know. His divisive, which means righteous, executive actions and repeated false accusations, they call it, that drew protests from demon rat, they call them Democratic lawmakers. He claimed his Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has already found hundreds of billions of dollars in fraud, though his administration has provided no evidence of that. And they say Trump also blamed our second greatest president, Joe Biden, at least second greatest in the last 8 years, right? Joe Biden, for everything higher, from higher grocery prices, including eggs, to foreign conflicts. Valid. Immigration was also a key focus, Trump stressing crimes allegedly committed by undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens, and calling for stricter border policy, which he has already enforced. He didn't just call for it. He did it. Nice. Very nice. We didn't need legislation. We just needed a new president, he said. Valid. After imposing new tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China, President Trump spent several minutes of his congressional address doubling down on his tariff agenda. Oh, yeah. Trump said his tariffs would make America rich again. Oh, yes. They will add fairness to Trump's trade with foreign countries and promote American industry. That's right. He was going to do major tax breaks for the people who produce stuff in America, including steel and agriculture. However, businesses have railed against the plan. Liberal businesses, I will tell you, that they fear... fear could cause profits to fall and inflation to spike. On Tuesday, the International Chamber of Commerce warned that Trump's trade agenda could ignite a global trade war that could plunge the world's economy into a Great Depression-like event. Even though their policies have been what's been happening, making that happen. U.S. markets also looking to rebound after the Dow fell by more than 600 points for a second day on Tuesday. Good. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. It's Wednesday. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why do you want the approval of anyone else? Why do you want the approval of anyone else? Anyone? Why? Why? I want to know, because I want you to understand that. Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we are going to catch up on the ones we missed in the first hour. If you want to, you can donate and have your comments read out loud by going to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. I want to go to Robin out of Virginia. Robin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Robin.
Good. Shout out to everybody. Great shows yesterday.
Shout out.
As far as the last, yeah, shout out. The last caller talking about what Trump got for his speech yesterday.
Yes.
Well, he got a 10, a golden 10.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, you give him a 10?
Yes.
And why?
Absolutely. Because he's doing what should have been done a long time ago and, you know, breaking up the monotony, the monopolies, and the corruptness. And it's just great. It's just wonderful to see. And I'm like you. He didn't have no problem looking at those misbehaved children and telling them exactly who they are. And if he hadn't forgiven, then they'd all be in jail. That's how you know he's forgiven them.
That's right. Amazing. Interesting
really?
Point. It was interesting to see that the Democrat made it clear that they do not want to make America better. They are never intended to, and they never will. And yet, the Democratic people would still vote for them. That's mind-blowing to me.
It is very mind-blowing. But they're stuck in, you know, the abortion. They want their chaos in the world. I mean, look what happened with the LGBTQ and the DEI. Look what's happened. They don't want to lose all this craziness.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Robin. Thank you.
I had a question real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday, I thought it came up on Joelle's show, but I think it was Hake's. A man had called in, and he was asking about remarrying, you know, when you're divorced and your children are younger. And, you know, I used to listen to Dr. Laura Schlesinger back in the day, and she says the same thing that you say, that you should not remarry when your children are younger. That's how you feel about it, right?
Well, no, you should not remarry if you have young children.
Right. So once your children are older, it's okay to remarry?
No.
No?
Why would you want to remarry? You already been married. You already have children. What's the purpose of getting married again?
Yeah. I mean, I get it now. I remarried when I had a younger son. And now I see it clearly that I should have been focused on raising him and not another man.
Amazing. Yeah, you're right. But now you know, so don't get married anymore.
I definitely will not.
Right on. Thank you, Robin.
All right,
I appreciate
Jesse.
It. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
And you too. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Michael. There's one line open out of Florida. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Hey, so I have kind of like a – I'm realizing I have kind of a dumb question, but – well, it's not a question. It's kind of just a thought that I had. But then I have a question for you. I was driving earlier, and I see the clouds, and I was thinking, I was like, "How? I don't understand how some people think that the earth is flat. Because when I look up in the sky and I see the clouds, it looks like, people say it looks like they're moving, but then I realize, what if the earth is moving? Because the clouds don't change shape, and they pass by, but it seems like it's just the earth rotating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the earth is rotating.
So I don't understand how there's so many people, and like Christians as well, that believe that the earth is flat. Like, that is...
Because
no it,
someone else told them, some so-called expert told them, and they believe it. That's
even though we were like we've been taught for so long that it's wrong.
Right, but they believe because someone said it, just like the Christians believe Jesus God. So
yeah,
because somebody else said it.
And I learned through you, like, I learned listening to you, like, you kind of made it clear that, you know, Jesus himself didn't say he was God. He said he prayed to the Father. That everything he does is through him,
yeah,
and it's for him. Even whenever he resurrected Lazarus, my wife actually tried to tell me that Jesus was emotional because he cried when Lazarus died. But then I told her, like, he didn't cry because Lazarus died. He cried when he saw how the people around him reacted.
Right.
He saw how important Lazarus was to them, and he felt that, like, not in an emotional way. It's more like an understanding type way.
Also, he realized that the people couldn't see because they could have said to Lazarus, come out of the grave themselves. They could have said it, but because they had no faith, they were not able to do it.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. What a mess!
Okay. Quick question. So it's fascinating how the biblical question, it ties into, like, the question that I had for you, like, that I wrote down in my notes that I was thinking about during the silent prayer, which was, I was thinking, the question was, like, should I care about what others think of me? And should I hold off being myself sometimes?
And so why do you want the approval of anyone else?
I realize now that I don't want the approval of anyone else, but I still find myself tempted to, like, want it.
Why?
Even though I don't know. I'm assuming it's like some evil in me that I'm still, like, trying to overcome.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
Every morning, every night?
Morning for the first time. I'm trying to do it every morning, every night, but yes, I'm
Are you
trying.
Doing it every morning, every night?
No.
Then you're not trying to overcome your fallen state then?
Okay, I get you.
Because,
but I will.
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to do it yourself. Only the light of the Father would do it for you. You can't do it. And if you don't stay in the light, it's not going to be done.
Understood. But yeah, that's pretty much it, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right, I'll call you again some
other
time.
Let me ask, Michael, does your wife obey you?
No.
And why did you marry a woman that would not obey you?
I didn't know when I married her. Didn't know that that's what I needed to be looking for.
I understand that. Okay. Thank you, buddy.
So I learned now, and like you say, I'm trying to teach the cow how to eat the cabbage.
And what is it like now that you're working on yourself and you're changing? How is she reacting to that?
How is she reacting to it?
Yeah.
I can see there's some resistance, but she's also trying to understand. I show her you sometimes,
yeah.
And you know, at first she was like, "What the?" She's like, "What the?" But eventually, you know, like I try to open her eyes and be like, "No, like have an open heart, understand. You know, like what he's saying is true, because it really is, Jesse. This is truth that you're saying. You know, this isn't no joke. You know."
Right. Is she some trying people, like, to overcome her hell?
I'm not sure.
You don't know if she's working on herself?
I'm not sure. I didn't ask her.
Right on. Oh, mate, when you stay working on you, if she is, that's fine. But if not, leave her in her hell.
Yeah.
But don't you be a part of her hell. I mean, don't argue with her. If she get out of control, you say, hey, you're out of control. Calm down. You're angry. But leave her in her hell. Let her suffer.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you so much, Jesse. I'll call you again some other time.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Vincent out of Las Vegas. Vincent, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Vincent. Amazing. I don't know. You got some status. 888-77-JESSE. There's one line open. I want to tell you this real fast. I bet most of you have not heard about this. Maybe some of you have, but because it's black on black, you're not going to hear about it. And if you do, it's going to be a few words or less. This is from Fox 5 Atlanta. Matter of fact, I forgot that to mention to you that black guy that was thrown out of Trump's speech last night. They said, out of here, you're fired. Get out of here. The guy, Al Green, according to Wikipedia, he's 77 years old. He was born in New Orleans, but he is a rep from Texas since 2005, according to Wikipedia. So go back to the hoods of Texas and sit down and shut up. What the? Fox 5 Atlanta reported that black Atlanta police blamed the death of two Atlanta boys last summer on seven men. They are members of the violent Goldfellas gang. Watch it from Fox 5.
Yeah, Courtney, good evening to you. Investigators say two 13-year-olds were innocent victims caught in a gang retaliation shooting while celebrating a birthday.
The overall theme of this case is grown men playing gangster.
Atlanta police say these are the innocent faces of gang violence in Atlanta. Two of them, 13-year-old boys Jacody Davis and Lamon Freeman, were killed. And 11-year-old Dontavius Davis was wounded last July in a shooting on Spark Street. APD says Freeman was killed on his 13th birthday.
Lamon Freeman was allowed to be a 13-year-old for 27 minutes. Before gang violence ultimately took his life.
During an afternoon news conference, investigators blamed the deadly shooting on a local rapper. They said the attack was in retaliation for the rapper entering a rival gang's territory to film a music video.
In the subsequent days, we saw homicides and shootings, and ultimately the deaths of two children as a result of his cowardly actions. And you know who you are.
Good fellows, not gold fellows. Isn't that something? This black Al Green guy that was thrown out of the speech last night. How come they don't care about this type of stuff in the black community or with black people? And black people, why do you keep voting the same old people in? What's wrong with you? And this guy is angry at Trump because Trump is trying to make America safe again. And this Al Green guy displayed that that's not what he wants. And you vote him in and day out. Why? Why? Really, think about that. Why don't you take control of your own life as an individual? And if you have to get married, have children, raise your own children. Why do you need someone like Al Green or any of those hateful black women, black females or males, to tell you who to vote for, who not to vote for? Just think about that. Why do you need a physical leader? They don't care about the. I remember, and I mentioned this before, when I was growing up in Alabama, Atlanta was like 2 hours away, I believe, from where I lived. And, 2 hours. And we would go there for the summer sometimes. And I literally thought that I was going to move to Atlanta once I finished high school, because it was so beautiful. It was just an amazing place to look like to live. And you know why? Because it was controlled by whites at the time. White mayor, white everybody. And Atlanta was safe. It was beautiful. It was amazing. And then something happened. And the white people allowed the blacks to take over. And it's been a hellhole ever since. And if you want any peace in Atlanta, you got to move outside of Atlanta there in the suburb area. And even some of those areas, the blacks are starting to go there and create a mess. In the same way they do in South Africa. They go out to the farmland. They chase the whites wherever they go. And they rob and they steal and they kill. That's what happened to Atlanta. And you want these blacks in your government because you're afraid to say no to them. And the police said that incarcerated man orchestrated the attack, but the kids weren't the target. Watch this from Fox 5.
Authorities say a high-ranking member of the Goodfellas gang who was incarcerated orchestrated the attack using a smuggled cell phone. Following those instructions, the suspects opened fire at an apartment complex where the three young teens were gathered to celebrate Freeman's birthday. Police say they weren't the targets.
These kids were innocent victims. So when we talk about the gang involvement, these two 13-year-olds and this 11-year-old, they didn't have a gang involvement.
Those arrested were identified as Keontae Sanders, Richard Hollis, Reginald Thomas, DeKeithion Mobley, Marcus Crawford, Tradon Crawford, and Allie Caldwell. The final two were arrested Tuesday. Police had some tough talk for those responsible.
Goodfellas Criminal Street Gang being one of the most hyper-violent gangs in the city of Atlanta, and we will pursue you relentlessly. Relentlessly in making sure that we keep this city safe and suppressing violence.
And the investigation continues. There is a $50,000 reward for information about this case.
Have you heard any so-called black leadership speaking up about this? They put the illegal aliens before they do the blacks who voted for them, by the way. Black excellence. Have you heard the so-called black leadership saying this is wrong? You need to overcome the spirit of your mama and return to your father. It has nothing to do with racism or anything. This is evil, pure evil. One other story, I bet you, if you heard anything about it, a little or nothing, and you're not heard the so-called black leadership speak up against this from the independents. A Texas rapper and his 5-year-old daughter were shot dead in what authorities have described as a brazen targeted shooting in Dallas, in a Dallas car wash on Monday morning. Watching from NBC DFW.
We are awaiting any kind of information from police. Forest Hill, we've been asking them all day long for any kind of information about what happened out here. The limited information we are getting is from family on this scene, and this is what they are telling us. They have identified the two victims of a shooting, they say, that happened here at the car wash this morning. They shared pictures with us saying Ronnie Smith, a local rapper, and his daughter are the victims of the shooting. His daughter, they said, just turned 5 years old yesterday.
Amazing, huh? What's wrong with the blacks? I've said it 1,000 times, so it's worth saying one more time. The blacks were not like this 70 years ago. They were not as, they were not violent. They were not as angry as they are today. They did not kill one another. If you heard about a killing, it was up north somewhere. About Chicago. The blacks were not this way. Are you saying that the blacks are cursed? It's not a blessing. And they hire black mayors and things like that. And none of this stops. Because these people that they're voting for do not care. So who can you blame? Do you blame the people they're voting in for not doing anything about it, or the people who are doing the voting? You are responsible for you and no one else. This Texas rapper aunt said he wasn't targeting anyone. It was a family man. Watch this from NBC DFW.
Forest Hill police taped off a large section around the car wash. The victim's large extended family members coming in, struggling, of course, with their unimaginable grief. Smith's aunt tells NBC 5 he was a good person, loved his two kids, and didn't bother anyone.
He didn't target nobody. He was a family man, and he was going around rapping. Okay, why would you target him? Why would you target him? He didn't bother nobody. And a baby, his baby. All we know is that he was talked, he was doing the car, cleaning the car out, and somebody came through shooting and killed him and the baby.
There have been some tense moments throughout the day between police and some of the grieving people who arrived on scene. At one point, officers walked side by side to clear the field of people and get them just behind the crime tape, which did not sit well with some who said they are family members of the victims.
Amazing, huh? What's wrong with the blacks? They are the only human beings who act this way in such a large number for so long. What's wrong with them? I told you once, I told you twice. They hate their mothers, and they're yearning for their fathers. They're evil, pure evil. This is why I tell you to drop your anger so you can be free of evil. The heart is wicked. And as the word says, and it's in the word, you cannot trust an angry person. Man or woman, an angry person is desperate. A desperate person. Amazing, huh? This is like 2025, and the blacks have not gotten better in 70 years. Ever since they turned their lives over to so-called black leadership, look at these black men running around as angry as the black women. Lord, mercy, my baby, why are you talking about baby? My baby, he was a good man. He was a family man. Why are you talking a family man? 888-7753. 773. Let me go to first time caller Christy out of What? Kirstie, sorry. Kirstie out of Kentucky. Kirstie, yes. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Yeah, my husband referred me to your show. I was having a moment this morning. He said, you need to call Jesse. I said, all right, I'll call Jesse.
Right on. Amazing.
But, yeah, so kind of piggyback off on what you're talking about, you know, just evil running through the families. My parents divorced when I was 7. My brother's 5 years older, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So 12, he witnessed and remembered a lot more trauma than what I do with their, you know, toxic separation. You know, our family's been rocky through the roads ever since, you know, just a split family. But I thought we were better than what we were, you know, but evil is just running through. Nonetheless, it was, and there's been times too with even my mother and I that, you know, I've had to separate and, you know, block her from my life. And then I forgive and want to do better. And then it's just the same thing over and over. And anyways, this past summer, it was a kind of a repeat memory from childhood with my brother. He came into town and it was a bad situation with my father. He was in the hospital where blood work shown things and just a really strange story. And anyways, my brother has since not wanted to speak to my father. It's killing my father. And it's just sad to see, especially because my papa, we almost lost him recently. So I was telling my mom, I said, you know, we only have one set of parents. I really wish you could encourage Casey, to my brother, to soften his heart, to forgive my father and try to have some type of love. Well, she supported him not wanting to have a relationship. And I said, you know, he had every right to be angry, but we have to move forward. And I said, well, if you're supporting him not wanting to have a relationship, I said, well, that's just as well for me to not have one with you then if we're playing this game. And she said, well, I don't sin anymore. I said, you don't sin anymore? She said, no. I said, okay, bye-bye. it's just, it's not good. And anyways, now my brother is upset at me because he thinks that I'm invading his personal space because I friend requested his girlfriend that he's had for over a year that nobody knows about. And it's just like, what in the world? So now he's mad at me. I'm not talking to my mom. He's not talking to my dad, and it's just crazy. It's crazy. So that's it in a nutshell, Jesse.
And your question is what?
My question is, how do I move forward with, like, do I keep my wall up to protect the peace that I feel like I need to, because, you know, people are not changing, and I have a family to protect now too. And obviously their energies are getting me all upset and bothered. Do I try to make sense of it for the sake of my brother, or just he has to figure it out on his own? I don't know where to go with my family. It's just nobody seems to want to forgive or move on, and I don't know what to do.
And do you have peace?
I feel like I'm getting more peaceful than I ever have, even though it hurts. I'm more grounded in my faith than I ever have been before.
And do you have peace?
I don't think I have it wholly, not completely.
And do you have peace?
No.
And what peace are you trying to protect then?
I guess my family, the peace that I want to have within my family. But I guess if I don't have it, then how can I have it in my family, huh?
When you say your family, who you mean, like your husband and your children?
Okay, yes. Let me reiterate. I have a husband.
And why are you, and you can't even solve your own problem with yourself. Why are you involved in your brother's life, your mother's life, your father's life, or anyone else's life? Why?
That's a great question. Yeah, because I can't. Like you said, I can't.
Why are you involved in anyone else's life?
Yeah. That's a great question.
And the answer?
I have no business in anybody else's life. It's my, you know, yeah.
And why are you involved in anyone else's life about anything?
I guess because I wanted to think that I cared.
But you don't care. You don't even care about your own family or yourself.
Yeah. When you put it in that perspective.
Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. A quick break. Back in a moment.
you know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, welcome back. Get Punchy's Coffee. Fresh flavor. Punchy's Coffee. Every bag roasted to order. Top quality. Specialty graded beans. And every dime of Punchy Coffee go back to the nonprofit bond, 100% goes back to the 501c3 nonprofit bond, my organization. You, not only are you getting an amazing flavor of coffee, you're helping us to help others. And I do appreciate that you're joining without me having even to ask. You're like, this guy, he's helped me. The organization's helped me. Let me give back. Thank you in advance. But check out Punchy's Coffee. It is available in whole beans or ground coffee. All right? Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store. Rebuildingdemand.com/store. And also check out my books. Amazing books. My first book, For Raise to Responsibility. The second one, The second one, Scam, How the Black Leadership Explores Black America. Call me Joe Biden, I forget. And then a little pocket guide, just a little small, 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. And last but not least, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. I will sign them. I highly recommend them. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right? Amazing. We have the men's forum this Thursday, tomorrow night, first Thursday of the month, for men only. And then the third Thursday of the month for ladies only. And I have to tell you, and I'm not making it up, these men and women are truly working on themselves. That's why they attend the meetings. That's why they do the silent prayer. That's why they go and forgive their mothers. Every human being must forgive his or her mother if they want to be free. You're never going to be free any other way. You got to forgive your mother and your father in order to return to the Father. So tomorrow night, the men's forum at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Every last ladies, yours coming on third Thursday of the month. All right. Let me go back to Kirsty. You black.
I'm back, hey.
And so what's wrong with you that you think you can help anyone and you can't even help yourself?
That's a great question that you're asking, and you know, and
the answer.
I can't. I can only try to help myself.
So why don't you stay out of everybody else's business?
I will. After this, no, I will, because it's not serving me.
That was a question. Why don't you stay out of everyone else's business?
Why don't I?
Yes.
I guess just because I so desperately want my family to just have a loving relationship of some degree.
Why?
I think it's because that's what I've been longing for.
And why do you want something that they don't want?
That's the truth. You can't, yeah.
No, that was a question.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you God?
No.
God does not give anyone anything that they don't want. If they don't want the truth, he's not going to give it to them. And he's not going to cry about it. He's not going to be concerned about it. He'll just let you suffer in your hell. Why don't you do the same? You're not God.
No, I'm not. That's spot on.
So what?
I just said, yeah, no, you're right, and I can't make anybody see or think anything.
You can't even make yourself see. You don't see yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you obey your husband?
I'm working on it. That's a whole other thing, too, yeah.
Do you obey your husband?
Not completely, no.
Do you obey your husband?
No.
And why not?
Another great question, because I should.
And why not? Why don't you obey your husband?
Because he usually is always right. I don't know why. I don't know why I don't obey him.
And yet you turn into... He what?
I said he's been working on me, and he's getting through to me. Here I am talking to you. This is crazy. but there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. He's the rock of our family, and he definitely does have the best interest for all of us.
And so why don't you obey him knowing that?
I don't know. I feel stupid for not.
And you know why you don't? May I tell you why you don't, since you don't know?
Please tell me.
You're evil.
Yeah.
You have no love.
Yeah.
You all up in your brother's business. You contact his girlfriend. What does it have to do with you?
Nothing.
No wonder your brother don't want to deal with you. Who want to be around someone they all up in my business?
Right.
And then why do you feel sorry for your father that your brother don't want anything to do with him?
Because I just love, and it just makes me sad to see my dad hurt. But
you have no love.
Yeah.
Because if you had love, you wouldn't be involved in this at all. You'll work on you and let them live in their hell. Your father, it's your father's fault that he allowed your mother to turn his son away from him. And that's why your mother don't want it to be right, because she's to blame for the way the son feels about the father.
Yeah.
And you're going to the devil, and you're telling the devil, why don't you talk to my brother about dad? You're telling the devil, and she's like, no, I'm not going to do that, because she doesn't want your brother to be close to his father. Your mother's evil.
Yeah, she's it's trickling down, and it's got to stop here. It's got to stop with me, because I have two sweet baby girls, and I don't. You, the cycle to continue.
If you don't overcome your anger, you're going to do the same thing to your children that your mother did to you and your brother.
I know it. And I can already see it, and it's so scary, and I've got to correct it right now.
And how will you do that?
Well, I just talking to God every day. This is the first I started reading the Bible in February with friends. I'm literally just trying to spend all my free time listening to his word. And even though I don't understand it all, I'm just trying to pour into it. And
to surround myself with people who are strong in Christ and distancing myself from the people that are not. That's the only thing that I know to do at this moment.
None of those things are going to work for you. It's going to be a waste of time because you're surrounding yourself with weak people that read the word and try to do it. You got to work on you from within, meaning you got to see that you're evil, you're angry, and that's wrong. You're playing God, and you're separated from God. Then you got to forgive your mother for recreating her image, turning you away from your father, and trying to control you. You hate your mother, and that's why you become like your mother.
Yeah.
And that's why you're treating your husband the same way your mother treated your father, because you hate the man that you're married to. You got to forgive. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done to me. You recreated me in your image. Now I'm angry. I don't obey my husband. I understand that you can't help yourself. I'm wrong for hating you. And be done with your mother. God, don't ask for forgiveness. You apologize for resenting her because the heart is wicked. Your heart is wicked like your mother. And God will forgive you and change your heart, and everything will start to change.
So I need to vocally call and say that.
Yes.
And then I can continue to keep, her out of my life blocks and work on myself.
Absolutely. Stay far away from her. But you got to forgive her, because if you don't forgive her, even from the grave, she will control you.
That's so true. I believe that,
But you got to forgive her so that God can forgive you and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with her.
Yeah.
He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her.
Yeah, you're right.
So you got to, because you can read the Bible until the cows come home, and you're still going to be lost as long as you have the anger.
So true, so true. Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you.
So start working on you. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com. You know about the prayer?
No, I don't.
Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. You do your little hoop and hollering Christian prayer. God, that ain't going to work no how. But do your little hoop and hollering. When you're done hollering and hooping and praying and crying, then you be still and know God. And God will take over.
Okay. All right, I will do that.
Yeah, you got to stay out of those thoughts. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything.
So true. Now, since my brother is now mad at me too, so should I just call and tell him the same thing? I'm sorry.
Yeah, brother, I'm wrong for being in your business. I'm sorry. And then you move on. Leave him alone.
Yeah. All right. That's all good stuff. I can't make anybody do anything. You're right, and it's none of my business anyway.
It's not your business.
You're right.
You got a family. Yeah. You have your own family now. You have a husband. You have children. Yeah. You have a family. Move and leave those other folks alone.
Yes. Oh, yep. I mean, truth hurts, but it is the truth, so I appreciate it.
All right, start working on you. Let me know how it goes.
I will, Jesse. Thank you so much.
And obey your husband so you can have perfect peace.
I really want to. I really, truly do.
That's Satan in you who doesn't want you to obey your husband. But now that you're going to start working on yourself, he will, and all his little demons will be taken away from you.
Thank God, I guess. Praise. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. So glad I got to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me ask really fast. Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Kirstie, a child of God that is messed up way more than I'd like to admit. But I want to do better for the sake of my girls and my husband. They deserve better.
So you told me.
I don't know who else I am.
You told me who you belong to God, you say, your mother and all that, but who are you? Not what you do and who you belong to. Who are you?
Who am I? I am somebody that I feel that has a big heart even though I obviously have been overtaken by evil, I'm somebody who just genuinely cares about people and I want to help people. But again, I can't help anybody if I'm not helping myself. So I guess I really, really need to figure out who I am.
So you still haven't told me who you are. You claim you have a big heart, but that heart is a big old evil heart. And you want to help people. You can't even help yourself. You're a busybody trying to help someone else so that you can get a thrill of feeling like you love and important.
Yeah.
It's just a thrill.
Yeah.
So who are you?
I am somebody that is so broken. I'm so broken. It hurt.
And who is broken?
The child that has always been caring for love and protection and safety.
What?
I feel like I've just always been just craving love and protection and safety from my family. I don't know. I'm just so confused now.
And you are craving the love of a father. All human beings are yearning for a return to the father. That's true. But you still haven't told me who you are. And because of time, who are you?
I don't know.
And so how is it that you don't know who you are and you're trying to help everybody else? All living other people's business.
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
I mean, I just don't know how to answer it. I don't know.
All right. So here's what you do. Start working on you. Take your eyes off everybody else. And work on you. You want to live from within, not without. So I want to encourage you to try to FaceTime with your mother if you can so you can be looking at her, if possible.
Yeah.
If not, call her and say, I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done to me. I realize you are evil and you can't help it. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to deal with her. He ended up marrying his mother because you marry who you hate. And then God will forgive you, and he's going to change your heart from anger to love, from hate to love. And then if you do the silent prayer, just watch those thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. He will take those demons out of you. Don't call them you anymore. And he'll make you whole. He'll make you free.
I appreciate it. Definitely. Got a lot to think about. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wish you well. Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
And leave those other people alone.
I will.
Stop being the clean-up lady.
Yes, I am. I'm done.
All right.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Nate out of Canada. Nate, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
All is well, Nate.
Happy Ash Wednesday.
What?
Yeah, so, happy Ash Wednesday.
Ask you what on Wednesday?
Oh, well, the other host was saying, like, it's the Catholic day, right? Ash Wednesday. I'm Catholic, so.
I thought you said ask you on Wednesday. But
if you're black, you're always ashy, right? Like you, right?
That's right. Black and ashy. So today is Ash Wednesday. That's when those people wear that stupid stuff on their head.
Well, no, it's like a burnt palm leaves, right? So if you know the story
in the Bible, when Jesus was
coming in, yeah, so it's burnt palm leaves. And you put it on your forehead to
remind
you.
Why did you do that today?
A tradition. It's not biblical, but it's tradition.
It's dumb.
Well, everybody has their things about them, right?
Ash is dumb.
I'm not here to argue with you. I'm just here to get a little bit of perspective.
Go ahead.
Right? So basically, I seen Trump talking to the Ukrainian prime minister, right?
Yes.
And my thing is, when he was speaking to him, I didn't really get much love from that. I got like, you're better than me, you need us. Is that showing love to tell somebody that we're better than you, you're nothing without us?
Yes.
That's love?
Yes.
But don't we all need each other? Like, just because you have more money than me, come on, we're fighting a common enemy, right? No man is an island.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, to be a good teacher, you have to be a good student. So, like, being humble and just a different approach.
I don't know, like, what you mean.
Well, it just came off like he was being hateful, or like he felt like he was saying he's better than the other person, you know? And that's not really love to me.
It's
not
true.
I'm sure you watched.
And Galinsky is the president, right? Not the prime minister, man.
Sorry, president. Yeah, president.
According to Wikipedia. But let me ask, isn't America better than that man Tao? Where are you from?
Nobody.
Isn't America better than Ukraine?
Nobody is better than anybody. There's a difference between
Is America better than Ukraine?
No.
How is Ukraine the same or as nice as America? In what way?
I don't think anybody or any country is better than anyone.
How in Ukraine is as nice and good as America? How?
Well, I didn't say it's better, but as good.
You said
every country is good. Every country is good in their own way, right?
Like, what's good about Ukraine?
They're a Christian country, heavily Catholic.
What's That's Christian good. About them? All the hell going on?
Well, they're right beside a very serious adversary, right? Like he said in the
So
the
let me ask it because
broadcast.
Of time. When that man, the president of Gazeski, right? When he's been coming here for years now, like he's going to the bank, taking out money, going back home, and they don't know where the money is. There are people dying in Ukraine because this idiot don't want to stop the war. And so President Trump said, okay, let's end the war. Let's agree on the minerals. And this guy, apparently he said okay to it. He's going to wait until he get in the front of the media. And they say he met with some Democratic representative before he met. And he's going to go off like that instead of showing appreciation. What was wrong with Trump correcting him that he was not showing that he appreciated the love that America was giving him?
Well, with great power comes great responsibility, right?
So what was wrong with President Trump telling that little measly male that he was not showing appreciation?
I think it was like a set up job because first off, the language barrier, I think that was unfair.
There was no problem with the language.
Oh, come on. English isn't his first language, so
he had agreed he's going to sign the contract, man. The agreement.
I think the main point is he wouldn't be there if both parties, there wasn't a benefit to both countries. So
no, he didn't show appreciation.
I think he did show appreciation. Yes, they should both show appreciation.
Trump didn't need to show one item of appreciation. He wasn't helping himself.
All right, but quick, a next point.
Thank you, Nate. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Manhood Hour. Back in a moment.
It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A little update on flight safety, or lack thereof, and measles propaganda. Is it an outbreak? They're calling it an outbreak. And Target and Best Buy are raising prices. Is it true that they're trying to scapegoat the tariffs? Any excuse, huh? Any excuse. Not America first? Not surprising. And poweroutage.us is all the rage. Power outages are quite common these days. LeBron James made 50,000 points in his career so far, or more. That's like around 25,000 baskets. Pretty good job, man. That's LeBron James. And Zelensky is now ready to make a deal. Right on. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, March 5th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back for Manhood Hour, the third hour today. After the JLP show, The Hake Report, and then Joelle Friday TV, and then American Anchor Baby. Very cool. Make sure you catch American Anchor Baby on Rumble. Not on YouTube at this time. He's on Rumble. But Joelle Friday TV is not on Rumble. He's on YouTube only. So come on, Rumble only people. Don't be so snobby. Come on back to YouTube. And then YouTube people, don't be so lame. Go on over to Rumble for the Anchor Baby. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports a multifaceted, is that like multiple faucets? Storm is a churning whoosh, 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 through much of the United States, threatening millions of people with fierce winds, blizzard conditions, and fires. Forecasts show the storm is set to reach the East Coast today. If it hasn't already, maybe it has. An impact areas from Florida to New York. The strongest storms expected from Charleston, South Carolina to Southern Virginia, which could see damaging winds and tornadoes. Wow. Dozens of fires have erupted across Texas. I don't know if erupted is correct. Amid a critical fire risk across a large portion of the state, while blizzard warnings remain in effect across parts of the Midwest. Wow. At least two people dead in Mississippi's Madison County after storms swept across the state on Tuesday. By the way, that was not a salute. I was just gesturing, not a salute. And lawmakers and aviation organizations grappling with whether the U.S. has maintained its title as the gold standard when it comes to flight safety. During a House hearing Tuesday, experts expressed concerns about the nation's aging infrastructure, communist buzzword, chronic air traffic controller staffing shortages. Trump talked about the air traffic controllers. He wants the best, most qualified air traffic controllers. By the way, he got Trump mentioned that recruitment is up, record levels maybe in the military, by the way, okay? Because recruitment was way down when the liberal lame-os were in charge and putting liberal lame-o crap, sorry, kids, ladies, on the military. Now it's back. It sounds like it, according to Trump, anyway. Shout out. Anyway, they called it a broken hiring process over with the air traffic controller situation. Well, we have the right president for the job. Representative Trey Nehls, N-E-H-L-S, a Texas Republican or Republican, I'm not sure, and chairman of the Subcommittee on Aviation, pointed out that 105 of the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA's, 138 systems, 105 out of 138, are unsustainable or potentially unsustainable. The questioning comes following a string of aviation incidents, including that deadly mid-air collision over the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. in January, and many other close calls and also deadly incidents throughout the country. What a mess. And the scared woman-led unchristian CDC, is it still scared and woman-led and unchristian? I don't know. But the Centers for Disease Control on the ground in Texas responded to that measles outbreak. 159 cases, in New Mexico. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. That's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question: why do you want the approval of anyone else? Why do you want the approval of anyone else? Why do you want the approval of anyone else? Why do you want... did you put it up already? Oh, I didn't see it. My bad. My bad. Thank you, anchor baby. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. No matter where you are, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. If you're white, if you're black, everybody and they mama. And if you're white, everybody and their mama. You can be listening to the show. You can podcast. You can also listen as it is happening on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the third hour of Wednesday. And as you know, maybe the new listeners don't know, Wednesday has always been and will always be in the third hour, Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media.
But you will feel it in the future.
You don't know that.
God bless. You
don't
God bless.
That.
You will not have to war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that.
That's
remember
exactly
that.
I'm not president.
You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. Your country's in big trouble. Wait a minute. No. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You didn't have our military equipment. If you didn't have our military equipment, you're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influenced.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
He told him how the cow ate the cabbage. There you go, Nate, from Canada. That's how you deal with it. That is perfect love. Perfect love. And I want to say, we take all call, men and women call, even though it is Manhood Hour, we take the ladies' calls too. 888-775-3773. I've said this before, but I want you to know, men and women, boys and girls, you can be free. And as long as your heart is wicked, which is causing you to be desperate, you're never going to have perfect peace. And you will always, as long as you walk this earth, be affected by other evil human beings. Your mother, your father, and those who love their mother and their father, they hate God, by the way. You hate God. You love your mother, you hate God. The hardest thing for human beings to do, men and women, males and females, is to admit you're wrong, that you're evil. You'd rather say, oh, I'm a sinner. Why? I drink. I do this. I do, than to admit that, oh, I'm evil. You'd rather admit the other stuff that has nothing to do with sin rather than to admit the real sin. Evil, angry. Evil, anger is evil, and evil people play God. That's why you judge. You're afraid. You're desperate. You need somebody to love you. You're afraid to stand on your own. You got to join a group to make yourself feel better. And then when you go along with the group, eventually they turn on you and you turn on them. It doesn't work. It is easier for you to talk about all your little vices than it is for you to talk about the wickedness of your heart. Your heart is evil, which separates you from the truth. It separates you from the light. It separates you from love. God would love to create love through you. The same love that was in his son, Jesus Christ, it's the same love he's trying to create through you. It's not you, but the Father that's in you. And all angry people are stupid people. I want you to prove me wrong. Watch how you act, you think, you feel, and you act when you're angry. And see, oh, Master, so stupid. You can have perfect peace. Never let anyone tell you. Even if you don't have it right now, never let anyone tell you that you cannot have perfect peace right here on earth. Christ came that you may have peace. What the? And perfect peace. But you're refusing to take control of your own life. You're looking for things of the world, which are here today and gone tomorrow, to bring you love, bring you peace, and it never works. It never works. It never works. And yet, you lay your treasure up on earth rather than in heaven. You lay your treasure up with money, with false relationships, with hating others, or think you love others, or automobiles, or a big group to be a part of so you think you're important. You lay your treasure up on trying to solve your own problems. You lay your treasure up on people, places, and things, and it passes away tomorrow. It's gone. Instead of laying your treasure up in heaven by admitting that you're evil, and you realize I'm wrong for being evil. Anger is evil. Anger is hatred. Hatred is playing God, which separates you from God. You lay your treasure up on earth rather than in heaven, where everlasting life is. But you get this false life. You hold on to your thoughts, your feelings, and you think that you're holding on to heavenly treasures when they're earthy. And that's why they're here today and gone tomorrow. You could have peace. You'd rather go online and look for a husband or a wife rather than have a wait and see if one will be added unto you so you can have a perfect marriage. But you land your treasure up in heaven. I mean, up on the earth. So you're going to go looking for one. And you end up getting hell every time. You never find a marriage that will last you until death do you part. And if you happen to stay into one in one for 40, 50 years, you're catching, the man is licking boots. And the woman is controlling you, and both are in hell. Happy wife, happy home, no such thing. A happy wife is a hell of a home. You land your treasure up on earth rather than in heaven. You land your treasure up in religion. You're religious. And think about that. You still have no perfect peace. You're still looking for love. You're still afraid of dying. You're still living your imagination. You're still lonely. You still worry. And you cry at night. And God is not in religion. You're never, ever, 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 ever going to find God in a religion. I don't care what religion it is. Christian religion, Catholic religion, atheist, Jewish religion, Allahuaba religion, Mormon religion, nobody religion. God has nothing to do with religion. Zero. He said that you must worship him in his spirit and in truth. And you'll only do that by admitting that you're wrong for being evil. I'm wrong for hating, being angry. I got to apologize to my parents. I'm sorry for hating y'all parents. I realize you helped yourself. He will forgive you and bring the light to you, shining on you, through you, and you can practice living in the present, walking in the spirit by living in the present. You will walk in the light, and you will refuse to get out of that light. But you don't want that. You want your prison of your imagination, your misery. You love your thrills. And that's why God said only a few will find that straight and narrow path. As long as you're looking for it on the outside, you're going to always find the wrong thing. Ain't no way around it. Men are looking for wives online and everywhere but in the right place. Women, females, are looking for husbands online in all the wrong places. You're never going to find one. And if you find one, it's going to be beta. You're going to be a mama's boy, and you're going to be miserable. You're going to have a love-hate relationship for them because you're going to love controlling them but hate controlling them. And you'll destroy their children. If you don't overcome men, you're going to end up like this or even worse. From WSVN-TV. A young woman stole hundreds of thousands of dollars in cryptocurrency from her ex-boyfriend and went on a healthy spending spree before she was arrested at a downtown Miami hotel, a private investigator said. Watch this from WSVNT.
Also today, we're hearing from the man who says he was ripped off by a woman he loved. He says he's sharing his story to warn others about this type of crime.
Can you give me a call?
A 22-year-old woman escorted from a downtown Miami hotel accused of ripping off her ex to the tune of $850,000.
I had great intentions with her. I loved her with all my heart. I treated her to the best that I could.
Michael Anthony Bravo is a guy who hit it big in the crypto market. He also thought that finding Jabali last June was a win in the love department.
I always, spoiled her with great dinners, whatever she wanted, whenever she wanted to go shopping. I provided for her. I helped pay her bills.
But this relationship would head south a couple of weeks ago. He fell asleep on his yacht and woke up to find she was gone, along with his American Express credit card and $850,000 in cryptocurrency.
As soon as she transferred the Trump coin from my wallet into her wallet, she left within 7 minutes.
He got what he deserved. He's putting his treasure upon the earth, laying his treasure rather than within. He loved her, and this is what he didn't love her. It was all ego. It was all a thrill, and he got what he deserved. She was wrong, too, but he can't blame her. He took her out. He put on a yacht. He paid her bill. What kind of man pay a woman's bills? And it's not his wife. And even with the wife, you have to make sure they're done properly. And I've told you to stop it. It's never going to work. Never, ever, 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 ever spoil a woman. You set her up to use you because she see you nothing but as weak. And she'll say, oh, I love you, so sweet. Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you. In her mind, she think, what a weak mama boy idiot. Stop laying your treasures upon earth. Live from within. And you'll have money, you have everything, and you'll use it in the right way. Not for a thrill. And you would totally enjoy life. You have amazing fun. But you will be in the world, but not of it. He tell you he spoiled her, and look what happened. This guy hired a private investigator to track down the woman, to track the woman down. Watch this.
I think this was a plan from day one, that she targeted my client, that she's much more sophisticated than he gave her credit for. And for someone 22 years old to have set all this up, this can't be her first rodeo either.
Private investigator David Bolton was hired to track her down and found her in a downtown Miami hotel on Valentine's Day, where Miami police confronted her. Investigators say she told them, "That loser is my ex-boyfriend. He lets me use his credit card." Police say she also booked an Airbnb with his card, with a charge of more than $4,200. She was arrested for grand theft and credit card fraud. But the problems for Bravo didn't end there. After appearing in court, the Tunisian native was handed over to immigration officials. The problem is she has the key to a crypto wallet that holds Bravo's money.
And that's kind of put us in the bind that we are with immigration at this point. And certainly we don't want her to be deported until she goes before a judge and before our client is made whole.
And he says they are working with Congressman Carlos Jimenez and the state attorney's office to try and keep her here until they can get Bravo's money back.
Amazing, huh? She called him a loser, and he is a loser because he's catering to her. Every woman, every female sees her boyfriend or her husband or any man as a loser when he's trying to please her. They'll let you do it, but they know you're a loser. Men and women, if you want to be free, if you want to have an amazing life right here while you live and get rid of all your misery, all of your worries, all of your cares, and have a life where your burdens are light and not heavy, and your way is made easier, or easy, you got to live from within. You must die in order to live. As long as you're looking on the outside, all your crypto is going to be taken away. Because it's not the women's fault. They know how to play that game. They know your ego. They know you have the same spirit they have, and they know how to play the game. In the same way, men know how to play a game on women because they have the same spirit as the woman has. And two devils are taking advantage of one another. According to GMA, ABC, this Aurora Phillips is accused of using online dating app to lure older men in a sinister romance, scheme, according to FBI. Watch this from GMA, ABC.
Hey, good morning, Michael. The FBI says Aurora Phelps orchestrated the most sinister romance scam they've ever seen. Now they're telling us they're investigating whether the deaths of her victims was a byproduct of all the drugs she allegedly dosed them with, or whether she intended to murder them all along.
This morning, the FBI is investigating whether Aurora Phelps, the suspect behind what authorities are calling a romance scam on steroids, wasn't just after her victims' money, but their lives, too.
Does the FBI believe that she intended to kill them by drugging them, or that was just part of how she was able to get the money out of them?
If you have one or two victims, maybe there's, you know, an accident. In the 20 plus years I've been in the FBI, you start to rack up number of victims and the number of bodies, you certainly start to suspect and want to look into, is there more nefarious intent?
Authorities say Phelps would lure older men in their 60s and 70s on dating apps, drug them, steal their identities, then their money, buying gold coins, plane tickets, hotel rooms, motorcycles. She would even kidnap them, says the FBI.
Amazing. Hell on earth. You can either continue in your hell on earth, or you can have paradise right here on earth. But you got to overcome your fallen state if you want paradise. Authorities said the woman kidnapped a man and took him to Mexico. What the hola?
We believe Aurora Phelps deliberately drugged someone in the United States, put him on a plane with her, flew to Southern California, and then put him in a wheelchair and pushed him physically across the U.S.-Mexico border, then got on another plane, went to Mexico City, checked him into a hotel room. And we know that that victim was later found dead a few hours later.
She's been indicted on 21 counts, including kidnapping leading to death. The FBI says her alleged crime spree dates back to at least 2019.
Certainly actual losses, likely in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and intended losses, millions of dollars.
What the? Talk about a man eater. She's a man eater. You better watch out, boys. She'll chew you up. What a mess. But when you're not seeking what's right, seeking the kingdom of heaven and what's right, this is what happens to you, all of us, as long as we're walking in the darkness. You don't have to walk in the darkness. You can walk in the light. You don't have to want for anything. You have to yearn for anything. You can be free. And yet have everything. And when you have everything, you know it's just stuff you need to function on earth. It's not your heavenly treasures. It's what God has given you the ability to do. Get things, live, have fun, enjoy your life, but don't put it before what is right. Don't try to get life from it. And last but not least, this woman's husband says, according to GMA ABC, this woman's husband said, after 14 years of knowing her, she's never shown a sign of this. Why is this?
That is her husband, William Phelps, telling the LA Times that his wife was on the phone a lot, and he now wonders what she was doing. We've known each other for 14 years, he said, and she's never shown a sign or an ounce of this. If she did do it, damn. She put one over on me.
The FBI is asking any additional victims to come forward, but tells me victims may be too ashamed about what happened or were too drugged to remember much at all. They fear other victims might not be alive. Now, Phelps could face life in prison if convicted on all counts, but we're told she might fight extradition from Mexico, a process that could take months, Robin.
Isn't that something? I blame the woman because she's definitely wrong. That's evil. But I blame the man, too. He's evil. Or they're evil. They're not looking for real love, which only comes from God, from truth, from the light. That's the only place you're going to find real love. Love that gives life rather than death. Love that gives life. Other than death. And before I go to the calls here and your super chat, I want you to show you what it takes to become from male to man, from female to woman. Here's what it's going to take. This is if. Watch this.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
That is amazing and so true, I don't know what to do with it. But you got to die from the old nature. You got to die from the angry heart. You got to overcome all that, and it will disappear, and you will rule the world, your world. And no one can touch you. They won't know it, but you will. They'll just see you walking around, they think you think and feel the way they feel, and you won't. Sorry about the word damn. I didn't know they were going to say that. But damn means that hell or destruction for oneself, and blah, blah, blah. They didn't mean that in a cuss way, a curse way. But really, that's what, if you can do that, and you can, and it's not going to want you to do it because it doesn't want to leave your body. They don't want to leave your body. So they don't want you to do the if thing. This is why the little whiskey thing, man, male, what's his name? From Ukraine?
Volodymyr Zelensky.
That's why he didn't know how to deal with Trump the other day. Trump scolded him with perfect love. And now Trump said on his speech yesterday, the guy wrote him a letter. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm ready for to sign the deal whenever you're ready. Trump showed that guy perfect love as Christ showed us love. As men should show their wives and their children love. But they don't, because they don't have it. They have mama's love. And mama's love is so destructive. And it stays with you until the day you die. Not God's love, but mama's love. The Church of Chess is now open on G-Live. And I'm going to take a quick break straight to your calls right after this break. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry.
because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up, you wanna disagree with what's going on, it's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries, you'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
To be true. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Announcement. The Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV. He black. At 11 a.m., right after the Hake Report. It's going to be interesting to see what he has to say about the, was this a State of the Union?
Nope.
What was it?
It was an address to the to a joint session of Congress.
Oh, not what, it wasn't to us?
It was to us, too, but it was not the State of the Union.
Okay, sounds like a state to me.
It was nice.
He was talking about what a mess the state was in, and now he cleaned up the mess of the union.
Already.
Amazing. So at 11 a.m., the Joel Friday TV, and then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on Rumble.com. Rumble.com. So run, don't walk, rush, rush, hurry, hurry over to Rumble.com at 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby. It's going to be interesting to hear what these guys have to say about last night's State of the Union. All right? And you're going to see the Anchor Baby is a pilot. He learned how to fly on Google. And he hasn't crashed in years. And then you're going to see his energy. He has the same energy that Trump has. God gave some to Trump, and then he gave the rest to the Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Two other quick things. Don't forget to your clock on Sunday. What should they do, James? Forward or back?
Well, if you're in America other than like Arizona and maybe other places, Indian reservations, you should set your clocks forward 1 hour on Sunday. Or if you're not in those places, recognize that we're going to start church an hour earlier than usual. Because we're springing forward.
Springing forward.
So if you're in Europe or Australia or Arizona, we're going to be starting church an hour earlier than you're used to.
I hope Trump changed that where we don't have to be moving the time up and down.
He might.
I hope so. Let him know, y'all. And then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and don't rise, men's forum at 7 p.m. Pacific time. I want to go to Umso, is that right? Umso out of Mummy, Africa, South Africa. Umso, welcome to the show. You're on the air. I'm so tired.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, sir. How are you?
All is well, too. It's Friday.
Right on.
After our call last year, I had a lot of stuff happen.
Uh-huh.
I I never held any resentment towards my father, but I forgave him either way. And then, like, a couple of weeks later, I saw like, a lot of stuff. I saw I was being controlled, and then I saw everything. And then, I went, like, psychotic a bit for, like, a week because I was overreacting to, like, what I saw. And I can't really find those videos that I was seeing at the time. But where you do speak about it, because you don't speak about it a lot in your church or in your consultations, like on YouTube. Do you know what I'm talking about?
About how you can overreact when you see something?
Yeah, no. When I saw, like, when you see it, I saw God spiritually. Like, when I see that, when you see the whole truth, when you know for sure that God is real, you don't believe in him anymore. You know him.
Right. Absolutely. Once you can see.
You know what I'm talking about.
Once you have understanding, you know. You're at an airport?
No. I'm in a parking lot. At work.
Okay. Yeah. Once you know what you see, you know, and you understand everything then.
Yes. That's what happened to me. I understood, like, everything, in the physical and the spiritual.
Yes.
So after that, I lost, like, family and friends and all that stuff. But it's been amazing either way. But one thing I can't figure out is, am I in control of how much pain I can take? Because in order for me to get to that point, I was able to take all the pain without reaching out to anything. So the more I did that, the more I saw up until I saw it all. But now after that, I have the one thing with the so-called girlfriend where I'm able to stay present for for minutes on end because back then I couldn't even do a couple of seconds, right? And then I'm taken away from that if something happens in my life and then I go back to her. But I realize with her that it can never work because she doesn't want me to be free from her, from her control. So whenever I'm free from her control, it's over. The relationship is over. And I saw that the whole relationship, none of it was ever real, that she never loved me. She just loved the control that she had over me. But it was never, ever about love. It was all about just the control. And now I can see that clearly. Like, I can see all of it clearly. But I can't seem to be able to take the pain of truly walking away. Because I can walk away for a couple of days, but I always seem to go back. And it's literally the only thing that's holding me back. I've overcome all other things, but it's just going back to that relationship.
And so your question is what?
Am I in control of being able to take the pain?
What you got to do if you want to be free of it, stop thinking about it. When the thoughts come about her or about the past with her or the future, let it go and you'll be done with it. Because all you're doing is holding on to memories.
I can't do that. I know the relationship is over because I can see her for what she is, and I know that I can't go on this path. I can't be free while I'm still with her because she doesn't want me to be free.
Well, then don't go back to her. Then don't go back to the devil. Don't have nothing to do with her. Be done with her.
But I'm able to take the pain of not going back to her, but then I go back. So I don't know if I'm in control of the pain because there are times where like long periods where I can't take the pain. And then, but I can take like small increments, and then I get to a point where I can take all the pain of letting go and letting go of the relationship, right? And then some little small thing will happen in my life, and then I'll go back, and I won't be able to take the pain of
like
away
what?
From her.
What? Do you mean an example of a little small thing that causes you to go back to her?
I can't remember the other ones. The most recent one was I was having problems with my bike, so I had to let it go for work. And then I realized that I'd have to rent a new bike, and there'd be new changes, and like things seemed like they were going really well, and then that went bad. And even when things were going bad, I defined, but for some reason, that one was the one where I just lost my faith in God, and I went back to her. And then that caused me to reach out to her, because I know it's not about her. I know that it's about me, because when everything is going well with me and I'm okay and I'm present, I don't need her. But as soon as something goes bad, I go back to her. So I know that it's not because I love her or anything, but it's because I'm using her like a drug. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the same way I was using all the other vices that I overcame.
Yeah.
And she's literally the last thing, the only thing that I reach out to. All the other stuff I can stay away from, I can take the pain, but she's the only thing that I can't seem to overcome.
Well, the next time it happened, man, the next time it happened, and the thoughts and the feelings try to tell you whether it's a good feeling or a bad feeling, and it's trying to tell you to go back to her, you're excited, blah, 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 just don't go back. Take the pain of not going back, and you'll be done with it.
Okay, so I am in control of how much pain I can take. It's all about me. It's my fault when I can't take the pain.
Right. It's not her. It's you. And when the pain comes, just relax in the pain, but don't go back and reach out for her. Relax in the pain so it can be taken away from you.
And the strength to relax in the pain, is it God's will, or is it I'm in control of being able to take that pain? You get my question?
Yeah, don't think of it that way. You just relax and let the pain be there. Do nothing about it. You go to work, make your meals, do what you're doing, but leave the pain there, and the Spirit of the Father will take it away. And don't worry about it if you're in control of it, God will, or anything like that. Don't get into that kind of thinking.
Okay.
Just know that you're in your head, and you're thinking about this woman, and now you're emotional, you're thinking about this female, and you want to go back. But do not go back. Take the pain of not going back, and the light of God will take that away from you. It's spiritual. There's nothing you can do. He will save you from it.
Okay. Okay.
And don't worry about...
Thank you so much, dude.
Yeah, don't worry about if you're strong enough to do it or not. Or you're in control. Don't think of those things at all.
Okay.
Because if you think that way, you're going to try to act that way, and that's the problem.
Yeah. The idea that becomes my God at that point.
Yes.
And I can't
absolutely.
And one more thing, Jesse. I find myself now, whenever I don't know something, because my whole life I had been like speaking for, if I didn't know something, I'd watch a video, I'd ask someone. But now it's like, because I have all the answers in me, like if I don't know, I just continue doing what's in front of me, right? And then the answer comes to me.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like now it's kind of, I don't know, like I enjoyed that. What was that? I was always looking for it. But now that I have it, it's like now I don't It was fun to do that. You get what I mean? To like search and all that, right? But now because all the answers are in me, like I don't have that anymore.
Right on.
I
amazing.
Because like, sometimes I want to call you, but then I don't do it, and then I know that I'm gonna get the answer anyway.
Yes.
But then like, but now it's just I don't have that fun anymore of seeking. You get what I mean? Like it's gone now because I don't need to ask anybody about anything.
That's amazing.
Yeah, like it's like I know everything, and even when I don't know it in the moment, it will come to me, and I know that every time. So like it's like a lonely in a way, and not like more so like it's I don't have that fun anymore of being a seeker.
That's because the truth is already in you. We all know the truth. It's just that we've been turned away from it, and now you're starting to remember. You have a teacher. And you're starting to remember the truth. That's amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Okay. And let go of the seeker thing. It's done now.
Right on. Amazing.
It was fun to be a seeker.
Yeah.
So now it's like, there's no more thrill from that anymore. Like, I can't even ask you questions because, like, you used to be the guy that I used to think of. But now it's like there's no point because I'm going to know either way.
Nice, man.
So that's the only part that sucks because of it. Because it was nice to search.
Well, right on. You searched and you found, so no more searching. All you got to do now is live.
Okay, I'll let go of that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Right.
I really appreciate it. I will apply what you said.
Right on.
I really knew it, but I was hoping that maybe because you'd say it, I'd be able to just take the pain.
Yeah, don't Don't go bad to that woman. Just take the pain and move on with your life, all right?
Okay. Okay, I am kind of back with her, but I know it's over either way. I was just keeping there because I couldn't take the pain. Do you think I should just dump her right now and then just be done and take the pain?
Yes. Because if you're working on yourself and she's not, the darkness in her going to hate the light in you, and she's going to work overtime. That spirit in her is working overtime to try to destroy the light in you.
Yeah, 100%. That's why I feel that it's very clear that it was never, ever meant to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, very, very clear. I see that there's no other way. I have to walk away.
Yes, absolutely. Amazing.
Okay, I'll do just that.
All right, thank you, Jason. I wish you well.
I wish you well, too.
Thank you. All the way from Mommy Africa. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, dyslexia happens, says Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife, because we were originally taught to read from right to left, like the Greeks and the Jews. English is derived from Latin, which reads right to left. I think she means left to right. Or does she mean right to left? I don't know.
We were never taught to read right from left.
By saying we, I think she means the ancestors.
Who?
Ancestors.
Her ancestors? Julie, are you saying your ancestors were taught to read? Because they didn't teach that in America.
I think she said she's Italian.
Oh, so they taught her to read from left. Julie, make it clear. I don't want to speculate.
Fair
you can
enough.
Either call me and make it clear or... cryptocurrency, making it clear.
Thank you, Julie from Connecticut.
Thank you, Julie.
Someone
Amazing.
Says, with a coffee, one of the mistakes people make is identifying with medical conditions. I had bipolar disorder, psychosis, schizoaffective disorder, and ADHD. But once God found me and I started doing the silent prayer, that's all gone now. I no longer take medication for it, says someone.
It's amazing to me how... Human beings allow doctors and others to put all these titles upon them, and then they start calling themselves that too. Oh, I got ADHD because some dumb doctor said it, or some dumb so-called psychologist or psychiatrist who have no common sense and have no idea what they're talking about. But the moment you start calling yourself that, that's what you will become. What? It would be just another false identity. It's enough not to call yourself anything. Amazing. Thank you.
Hey, Jesse, says Charles. Being black must be nice because that mother in Detroit was rewarded a free house for freezing her two children to death instead of getting jail time.
I know.
They would have put a white parent under the jail for that.
Yeah. What a mess. If you missed that soundbite we played yesterday of that woman in Detroit, end up getting a free house from the housing authority in Detroit, somebody. What? Some homeless stuff. What a mess.
Hashtag black privilege.
Thank you.
Info says, forgive my mom, Jesse.
Nice. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Mr. Bulls, hello from South Africa on X.
Hello. Right on. Hey, X. Welcome. Thank you.
Derek in Tennessee. Three coffees. The quality of the signs the Democrats were holding looked to be of exceptional quality, I admit. My father would have loved a paddle that said, false, to whoop me with as a child. Ha-ha. Thanks, as always.
That is such a good point. I love that. Thank you. You're right about that.
I wonder if those were George Soros signs.
Miss Bullitt would have loved that paddle. Like that to paddle me with when I wouldn't take a shot one day at school. I was afraid of needles. And she paddled me. I bet she would love that paddle.
Indeed. Kayla bought a coffee on the biblical question.
Why do you want the approval of anyone else?
If I catch myself caring about what someone else thinks about me and let go of that thought that is not from me, I see that I don't care at all what anyone else thinks. Thank you, guys, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for responding to why you do not want the approval of anyone else. Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Thank you, Kayla. Anthony says on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, good morning.
Good morning.
For Bond.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Fazul says, as a kid, I cut out of church, smoked cigarettes, and put the ashes on my forehead. LOL, happy Ash Wednesday. As always, Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Amazing. It is Ash Wednesday. People are going to put ashes on their head and walk around feeling spiritual. What the? And the Pope is ticked. Amazing. Thank you.
R1 says, Jesse, you are so correct about Hotlanta. I moved over an hour away from ATL, Atlanta, to have some peace. Now I just hear the cows. What a mess. Much love to you and the crew.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Zylo over on Rumble says, morning, Jesse and crew.
Hope you're
well. It's Ash Wednesday, the Catholic Holy Day. Is fasting and sacrificing needed to become closer to God, or is that just some mess? Amazing. God bless.
Ash on your forehead is not needed, and there's nothing holy about it.
But what? That's not what he asked.
Well, yeah.
Or she. Or he.
What they ask?
Fasting and sacrificing needed to become closer to God.
No. I mean, if you want to fast, it doesn't hurt. But you want to come closer to God, you got to be spiritual. Everything is done in the spirit now. It's done. And so you need to fast from your vices. You need to fast from your anger. Those kind of fasting. Amazing. Thank you.
Jessica from Texas. Morning, y'all. Jesse, I'm now 3 months pregnant with baby number 3. And yesterday the hell came out in me. And to my surprise, my husband dealt with it in such a perfect way that he let me sit in my own hell by not arguing, etc. He's been listening to you more and more lately. Just wanted to say thank you by him letting me suffer. I saw I was the evil, angry one. Have a great show.
Absolutely. Nice. And congratulations on the baby. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Another from Lori. Jesse, you cracked me up. Cremation is the cheapest option, but now I'm stuck with these ashes. Maybe I'll scatter them in my backyard. It's just ash to me. I believe when you leave your body, the body goes back to dust, whether in the ground or cremation. God gives a new body to his children. I heard you say you don't want it to be cremated.
Ain't no way. I'm going to go to mama funeral, daddy funeral, my son's funeral, my grandkids' funeral, my great-grandkids' funeral, and then somebody going to pass over a bottle of ashes. Oh, here's your son, ashes. You want them? I'm like, are you crazy? And first of all, I never will do cremation because suppose you do cremation and then you get to heaven and God like, where's your body? You're like, oh, I burned it. What? Why? Well, they told me it was cheaper, God. Cheaper. Go down to hell where you've been burned. I wouldn't do it, but it's up to you. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Sion, 3 coffees. Good morning. But the blacks didn't stop them from still moving to Atlanta, Jesse. It's so crowded here. They're coming from all over the USA, making housing prices go up and causing traffic jams. Seeing the blacks hate the whites and whites hate the blacks. So much hatred with each other lately. Have you noticed, Jesse?
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Getting worse.
It is getting worse, yeah, because anger is being pushed as natural and normal. And Jesus was angry. And so the people are thinking that, oh, I can control it. Not true. Anger is pure evil, and it separates you from God. I wish you well down there, Sia. And you're right, a lot of blacks are moving into Atlanta, Georgia. We said, ain't no way I'm going down there. What now? Thank you, Sia. I wish you well down there.
On punchy.tv/JLP, Jim in Alaska answers the biblical question.
Why do you want the approval of anyone else?
I found out I was always looking for the approval of others, including my wife. But recently found out the underlying reason was because I really wanted the approval of my mother due to her raising me and her image and her wanting me to worship her. What an emotional mess. Now I don't look or crave for anyone's approval. I've been working on myself. Just live the best life I can. Thank you for all you've done to help us overcome Jesse and crew.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. And thank you all for your super chats and all that.
We'll read the rest tomorrow.
I want to go quickly to Robert. He's been waiting a long time from Kansas. Robert, welcome to the show. You're on the air. We have about a minute.
About a minute, sir?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Jesse. Can I make a few quick comments since I've been on hold for so long about what's been the topics?
I thought you wanted to respond to the biblical question. That's why I went right to you because of time.
Okay, so...
why do you want the approval of anyone else?
I'll skip all that then, sir. I think that initially you need the approval of your mother such that she would take you up to her physical body and feed you. And then you need the approval of your father.
No, why do you want it? You don't need it.
Well, no, you need it when you're first born, sir. You need the approval of those around you to keep you alive.
Why?
It's survival. Survival would be the key word, sir, if I left you with one word. Survival is why you need the approval of others. Is that whether it's your family or the tribe, right? A tribe is more powerful than a single individual. And so you need the approval of others such that you survive.
So you need the approval, you Robert from Kansas, you need the approval of others?
Well, me, sir, I'm a 41-year-old man. I don't need anything.
So why you don't need, so are you saying, Robert, call me tomorrow. I'm out of time. I can't play. I was trying to get to you with that question.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
I'll put
sir.
My two cents in on Sunday, but call me tomorrow if you can.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesse. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. I am so out of time, folks. Bye. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop with the drama. Better drop all the drama. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Because if you don't, then we lose. And then we got to hear the fake news. Whoa. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, and it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.